You'll hear the ding in your headphones. That's when an online gift is given. Oh, so you can go to the Hail Mary Media app on your phone. You can go to materdeiradio.com, and you can give that way, which is super easy, super quick.
I want to hear a ding.
Well, let's get Father ready for this, because I will tell you, we're going to hit this goal, $2,500. We're going to match that dollar for dollar. We're going to hit that $5,000 mark. When we do that, because when the phone rings, we call it rings. Yeah. And then when the online gift comes in, we call it dings. And so we have a, are you familiar with the Frank Sinatra? You're familiar with Frank?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a song called Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding,
ring.
So we'll sing that at the end, and we'll invite you to sing along with it.
There was another, so I've never actually seen this show, but this is maybe your time because you're old.
Oh my goodness!
So you might remember, but there was a lady on some show back. I don't know if it was like Black and White days or whatever. Yeah. My mom told me about it, but it was whenever she would dial a number, she would always say one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy.
I'm not familiar with this.
Wow.
One.
I haven't ever seen it, so I'm going off of what my mom.
Bam!
Said.
But there's that
another
funky.
Ring. There
I
we
will
go.
Tell you, I honestly, I look a lot older than I am.
If so that's my mom, but yeah, that's, getting ready to yell
I'll
at me
to
for
call my mother
for calling her old. Two
one ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. There we go. We'll have to look that one up.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what that one's about, but you know. That's just what I've heard.
Well, maybe Father Brett, you can maybe give a shout out to the folks at St. Cecilia's, and also tell us a little bit about what it's like there at that parish.
Yeah, to my crew at St. Cecilia's, I love you guys. Thank you for welcoming me into the parish. It's just good to be there. Good to serve you. So shout out to you guys. It's been absolutely amazing. I mean, I definitely feel like I've kind of jumped into the deep end and have just like, and now, you know, trying to learn how to swim, but in like in the best, I guess that could sound really bad.
It's you're learning bad. How to swim.
Yeah,
so,
No, it's been absolutely amazing. Maybe that's even the wrong analogy. It's just a busy parish. We have a lot of things going on, which is awesome. Like it's the best to not be, you know, twiddling my thumbs and like trying to find things to do or trying to come up with stuff, just because it's so vibrant and there's so many things going on already. So it's been really powerful to see, you know, how many volunteers we have involved. I was able to stop in at youth group last night, and we had like 35 kids there.
Nice.
And that's just for, I think that was just for middle school.
Wow.
And then on top of that, on like high school nights, we have almost double that. We have an OCIA. Okay. For any of you OCIA people, I hope you guys are listening. Plus one for you guys. We've got like over 60 people signed up for OCIA.
Wow. Goodness.
It is absolutely incredible.
60.
And, yeah. And they're, and man, they're hungry.
That's
it
awesome.
Is, it has been so beautiful to watch. So we've got a good crew for OCIA. I mean, our daily mass crowd is usually like, I don't know, around probably 75. You know, like
it's impressive.
It's just, yeah.
It's
now
just
think
been,
about
it's been
that.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
If your OCIA class is nipping on the heels of your daily mass attendance, that's
you.
A big OCIA
isn't it,
class.
Isn't it awesome?
That's
it's,
awesome.
Yeah.
60.
So yeah. So talk about hope. Like, I mean, that's something that has just like really given me a shot in the arm for to boost my hope for, you know, for the future of the church. And that's like something that I'm hearing kind of across the board, across like the, like within the national trend of like, there's just a lot of people coming in or interested in coming into the church, and like, man, that's exciting.
That's very exciting. And yeah, I know there's so much going on at St. Cecilia's. A few of my friends are involved in the young adult group. I think a lot of people don't realize how many of our local parishes have young adult groups, and St. Cecilia's is one of them, which I just think is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. For all you St. Cecilia's characters out there, I've got a number for you to call. 888-823-5286. And I'm not hearing a phone ringing right now. Let's fix that.
Is it because they're
two
full?
Lines are
is that, okay, we got
two
still
lines
got
are
two
open.
Lines are open.
Two lines open.
They're waiting. They're waiting for you.
So sometimes people like to wait because they like the drama at the end of the hour. But we really need people to call now because we can't all answer the phones at the same time.
There we go.
That was that.
That's
I, got a, I got a ding in my headphones.
That's an online
nice
gift.
Good work.
Now let's talk about the ring-a-ding-ding here, because this is the thing. And that rhymed.
That rhymed. Yeah.
But here is the thing. We don't get to play that song unless we have a $1,000 gift or better. So actually need somebody calling in one of those bell ringers, $1,000 or more, 888-823-5286.
We'll get
Who's
one
feeling generous? Who's feeling generous?
There you go. There you go.
And maybe you could sing along with it. Dave's been making all the priests sing along with the Frank Sinatra song.
Invite.
We play that.
Invited.
Invite, strong arm, whatever you want to say. Yes. Yeah. But whenever that bell rings, when we get that gift, we also play Frank Sinatra.
Love it.
So.
Okay.
Let's Maybe Father will sing along.
I'm waiting.
There we go. Okay.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and give that telephone number one more time, Father, before we go to break, so that folks can call while we're on break. A lot of times they wait for break because they don't want to miss what you're saying. We could process their gift while we're on break and get back in time to hear everything Father has to say.
Okay, let's hear it. 888-823-5286. Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back. And we are back. So thankful that you're with us. Telephones are ringing. Rolando's here to give some thank yous. Looking forward to that. I know that we have a couple of open phone lines now, so you can make that telephone call. I'm reticent to give the telephone number because when Father Brent gives it, people call. So one more time, Father, give that telephone number.
Yeah, 888-823-5286.
Rolando, those phones are staying pretty busy out there, so you've got some thank yous.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank first Teresa from St. Paul's Parish in Eugene.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you for your gift. Woodburn Knights of Columbus Council 2831.
Yeah, go
at
KC.
St. Luke's in Woodburn. Thank you so much. I'd like to also thank Jeff from St. Cecilia Parish.
Oh, there you go.
Hi, parishioner. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
particular prayer for all priests. Mm. And Janelle from St. Cecilia.
Yeah,
hi,
Janelle. Oh.
Hi, Janelle.
Thanks, Janelle.
We love Janelle.
She works in our office. She's amazing.
Prayer for her OCIA program.
Yes. We're meeting tonight, so pray for
us.
Nice. Wonderful.
And Jackie from St. Cecilia's Parish.
There you go.
Hey, Jackie.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
So Janelle is part of the OCIA team?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, good deal.
Yeah, she's the coordinator.
She's the leader.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Janelle.
You know, Janelle has been a very active participant in Share-a-thon's past. She has occasionally sent us photos of the parochial vicar. So I don't know, Janelle, if you have any funny ones of Father Brent yet. Maybe there hasn't been enough time.
None of those exist.
Oh, well. Okay, anyway, I'm just saying, Janelle is always good for
Father Brent, but I want to ask you
Father
this.
Father Randy Wong, maybe.
Maybe.
How did this come about? Obviously, at some point, you chose the career of firefighting. Yeah. That was a life choice. Like, you thought you're going to do that for the rest of your life, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah,
and yet, at some point, the Lord stepped in. And so, tell us about kind of the onus behind that.
Yeah, you know, so my dad worked for the fire department. He worked for Salem Fire he did a career there for probably around 30 years. And so that really kind of influenced my decision in the beginning. But really kind of the call came through. It was very central to like the Lord healing a major place of brokenness within my identity. Mm. And so my understanding, and I wasn't able to articulate it in this way at the time, but like my understanding at the time of who I understood myself to be within my identity was like just based on successes and failures. And so it's like, okay, I'm really successful as a firefighter and I've gotten my dream job. And, yet I've failed in different ways through, you know, sins or just bad decisions or whatever. And so then like, I have this kind of instability to my identity. And the Lord just kind of pierced through all that one time in prayer and spoke very clearly to my heart. Behold, you're my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased. And that just rocked me and gave me a deep sense of understanding him as the good father that whatever he calls us to is going to bless us. It's going to be good for us. And so, so that was kind of the opening, to being able to actually ask that question of, all right, Lord, what do you want for me?
Yeah. And already a relationship with him before that kind of time of intimacy going deeper.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Isn't that something?
Right
time, right place.
Yeah. And you know, I don't mean to break up this conversation. We can return to it for a second, but I haven't heard a phone ring.
Ooh, there you go.
So please call 888-823-5286. Okay, we can go back.
It's a professional segue.
There you go. My goodness.
Well, I listen to the radio once or twice.
I just got a quick update from Curtis. We have $360 in, $21.40 to go, and I don't believe that counts some of the thank yous that Rolando just read.
Right. Just getting started.
We're rolling.
Okay, let's hit it.
Keep that phone ringing.
Remember that money match. This is free money. So let's make it rain.
That's good. Well, and remember, you can give online. You can go to the Hail Mary Media app or MatreDeiRadio.com. I think we've only heard one ding this hour, so we want a few more of those.
Yeah, please.
Now, Father Brent, as you're talking about your vocation story, yeah. I remember kind of hearing that in the past, I think when you had been here at the radio station, and how kind of like you had started to talk about seeing God as the good father, and that a lot of that had to do with not like, I guess maybe not thinking that like the priestly vocation would have what you hope for in life. And I think for a lot of people, I think, you know, we're talking about hope, like we're afraid that maybe God's plan for us isn't beautiful and full of grace and ultimately going to lead us to true joy and salvation. And so like, we're afraid to have hope almost in God's plans for us. Like we want to just hope in our own plans. So maybe you can speak to that piece of your vocation story a little bit.
So, I mean, for one, I guess just in relation to the priesthood, I just had a very broken image of the priesthood, growing up. And I don't know, you know, necessarily where it came from.
Right.
But I just kind of had this understanding of the priesthood is like, wait, those guys don't get to get married.
Right.
And they don't have kids, and then they don't make all that much money. Mm. And then they're like super busy within their parish. Like that doesn't sound anything attractive, you know? But I was just neglecting to see all of the really privileged places that a priest gets to experience, in people's lives. And once I really started discovering that, and then discovered just like what living with intimacy with the Lord, like what that experience is like, it's like, why would I not want this? Like, especially if this is what the Lord created me for, if this is what he's calling me to, like, how could I not want what he's calling me to?
And in talking to seminarians and in great numbers, what they found the consistent thing to be is an encounter with another priest, who actually shifted your vision about what priesthood was all about.
That's joyful. That's in love with this priesthood. And I had that growing up, but I think I just still didn't believe that it was possible for me.
So
it's amazing, you know, especially going back to hope, that it's like, you know, I think I just pushed the Lord away so much growing up. Even though I still, you know, was a faithful mass goer. I said my bedtime prayers and that kind of thing.
Right.
But like that, I guess the dynamic of like a personal relationship with the Lord, personal prayer life, like and that intimacy with the Lord, it just kind of didn't exist. And I didn't really know how to have that. And so because of that, I just didn't trust him because I didn't know him. Mm. So, like I said, looking back, I recognize like how much it's like, okay, even though I pushed the Lord away, like, he still called me and he didn't abandon me. Like, so, I mean, just in relationship to hope, it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter how far we stray from the Lord. He's always inviting us back. He's always after us. He's always calling us to himself. Mm. So it doesn't matter. Hey, there's a ding.
There we go.
So yeah, it doesn't matter like where you are. If you feel like you're distant from the Lord, like, ask for hope, because hope is what brings us back. Mm. So don't be afraid to even just like, yeah, put that on the Lord of like, Lord, I don't feel like I'm close to you. So I need your help.
Think about with that intimate encounter, you know, a lot of people have entered into relationship with the Lord. They've begun to walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that intimate encounter with the Lord and really he touches you in that way.
Yeah.
It really shifts everything, right? Yeah. I mean, you go from, I believe this because someone told me, because all of the information makes sense, to I believe because I met him. I spent time with him.
Yeah.
And now I have confidence.
He is real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. As Archbishop always says, like, Jesus changes everything.
That's right.
Once you meet the person of Jesus Christ, it's like, and you really meet him and you really get to know him, it's like, oh man, my life will never be the same.
Yeah.
And thanks be to God for that. Like, I don't ever want it to be the same.
Mm.
But yeah, you know what I don't want to be the same is this number that we're resting at right now. So please call in and let's raise the number. 888-823-5286.
That's right. So last time we checked, we had 360 in for the hour, and we still need 2140. So we got to get that phone ringing. We got to get those internet gifts dinging as well.
Calling on your generosity, people.
Absolutely.
Just got an update, and it is now $660 in.
Nice.
That leaves us $1,840 to go.
Love it.
Okay.
Reminds me of a story. A Protestant pastor who actually ended up becoming Catholic. And he was pastoring a church, but struggling with belief in God. Just could not wrap his mind around the idea that God existed, even though he was a pastor.
Sure.
So he needed a break. So he took his family and they jumped in the car and they just started driving. And they're heading to whatever destination they end up at because he just needs this rest for his brain.
Sure.
Hasn't shared this with his wife or his family that he's struggling with this belief in God. Would be a difficult thing to do as a Protestant pastor to say, look, I don't believe in the God that I'm serving. So he's driving and they stop. Bam, there we go, a little ding. They stop at a little rest stop to get gas and a little bit of food. And the wife and the kids go into the store. And this goes back a few years, he's sitting in the car. And the phone is ringing, the payphone. This goes back a few years. Payphone is ringing. Wow. And it's just ringing incessantly. And he's sitting, he's the only one there, sitting in his car. And he testifies to this. He hears the phone ringing in the background and just continues ringing. Finally gets up, says, I'm just going to go answer that phone.
Answer this.
He answers the payphone, and it's a desperate voice on the other end of the phone saying, is this Pastor Jeffrey? And he said, well, yeah, it is. And he said, and this woman who was in a desperate situation, mental health situation, a very, very desperate situation, says, I need, the Lord told me in my own prayer to reach out to you and call this number.
Holy
and there
smokes.
You are. And so he has this conversation with her, gets her off this ledge that she's on, and then meets with her later. And when the wife and the children come back to the car, he says to his wife, honey, God really exists and he knows where I am. And the wife said, well, of course he exists. He said, no, I mean, he really exists and he knows where I am. So anyway, I mean, sometimes he'll use miraculous events like that, but most of the time it's just that intimacy in prayer.
Yeah, yeah. And it comes in the silence. Like that's where the Lord speaks, is in the quietness. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. You know what's also quiet? Our phone lines.
There you go.
You are getting really good at these segues. So yeah, invite people to
please.
Call.
So yeah, go online. We just had a ding from somebody donating online. So whoever that was, thank you for that. So you can go, is it modernday.com?
Modernday radio.com.
Excuse me, modernday radio.com. So go there, or you can call in at 888-823-5286.
Or on the Hail Mary Media app. So another good way to make that secure gift as well. We are down to about 22 minutes left. Getting lots and lots of phone calls, lots of gifts online. We asked for 9 original gifts. We've done that. We're probably going to need another 7 or 8 more as we make our way to the top of the
Let's
hour.
Let's get 9 more.
Again, Father, $2,500 of matching pledge dollars.
Yeah, please. Free
and
money.
Aaron, what'd you
Free
say?
Money.
$1,700 of that remaining?
1840.
Yes, 1840. So there you go. You can give a gift all the way up to 1840 and have it match dollar for dollar.
There we go.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
And Father, I wanted to ask you, so we're talking about hope, and this is the Jubilee year of hope, and you were in Rome for about half of this year. So
I was.
Maybe you can share just a little bit about what that was like and maybe just encourage people to maybe seek that hope during this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It was incredible. So for one, I mean, right before I left Rome, we got a new pope, and that was so I mean, again, talk about like hope of I mean, for one, to the beauty of like often we see death as something just like, you know, totally bad. There is a obviously a dimension that is sad, but at the same time it's like, you know, to be able to see the faithful come together and to pray for Pope Francis, when he died, I mean, like that, again, going back to that, was a shot in the arm of hope. In the same way, when we saw Pope Leo elected, and when he came out on the balcony, like I was able to be in St. Peter's Basilica or St. Peter's Square.
Wow.
Thanks be to God for that. That was an absolutely incredible experience. And to see the excitement of the world, like from that place, and the excitement of the people in St. Peter's Square was, I mean, it was electric. I mean, people, it was just pandemonium. I mean, when the white smoke popped, I was just walking into St. Peter's Square. I was like just getting through security, and everybody just went nuts. Absolutely nuts. I mean, people were screaming and just like running around in circles. I mean, they were like, they just didn't know what to do with themselves because they were so excited. And so it's like, and especially, you know, there a lot of people were starting to ask us Americans in the crowd, like, what, you know, what does that mean to you to have an American Pope? And I think for the American church, it's beautiful that we have somebody that like intimately knows the American church and can speak, can speak to the American church. So it's like, especially again, in relation to hope, like looking at this whole reality through this lens of hope, that it's like, we can really capitalize on, and gain some momentum here, with just, calling, evangelizing, calling people into relationship with the Lord and going out and bringing people into relationship with the Lord that have never heard of him, or that have, you know, just kind of drifted away. And that we have a Pope that, that understands the American church and can kind of speak to some of those realities of what we struggle with.
And before that, we knew two things about the papacy. One, the infallibility, and two, we would never have an American Pope.
Right. I mean, exactly.
Like that was, every conclave started with, it's not going to be an American, but it could be from anywhere else in the world.
It caught me way off guard as well.
It's a little bit crazy.
Well, I love what you said, Father, about, I mean, it's an opportunity to evangelize, and I mean, we've seen a lot of interest even here at the radio in Pope Leo. And so, you know, that's what we're about here at the radio too, is inviting people to discover the beauty of our Catholic faith, to discover an encounter with Jesus. And so, listeners, when you support us, you really help our mission of evangelization. So please call 888-823-5286 or give at materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app, and you can be part of this evangelization.
Yeah, we're looking for 7 more individual gifts. That's what we're down to, 7 individual gifts coming in via telephone, online, or over the app. But we need to get to this $2,500 mark. Yeah, take advantage of these matching pledge dollars. Give that phone number one more time, Father, and then we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to the last push.
823-5286. Thank you.
All right, we're going to have Father say that until the phone rings. Then we're going to get a break.
One more time, 888-823-5286.
All right, there we go. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Keep those phone calls coming. Take advantage of those matching pledge dollars for the benefit of Mater Dei Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. We have a perfect 13 minutes left. 13 minutes left to the top of the hour. And Superstar Brenda in studio giving us an update. Where are we, Brenda?
Well, where am I? I went to my office. I closed my eyes for a moment. I woke up and hear all this excitement and activity going on. Nobody called me to the party.
Oh, sorry about that.
So I'm a little sour there. Yeah, no, sorry. I have been here in studio listening. This has been a wonderful hour. We're going to give you a quick update. First, some thank yous. We want to say thank you to Maria from St. Cecilia's. She has special prayer intention. We can assure you we will pray for that intention. And the Knights of Columbus from St. Cecilia's.
Nice.
They are
the
calling
Knights.
In. They said to awesome. Support Father Brent.
Thank
so
you
that
guys.
Is for you. So thank you very much
thanks,
for those
Casey's.
Phone calls. So we do have a ways to go. We're going to get a full update here in just a moment. But
we have just gotten a couple of phone calls.
Where are
as well,
we in? 12:40. In, no.
Oh,
1240 to go.
$1,240
to go. So look, with just these little over, a little less than 15 minutes here, we got to take pledges at every level. We will need a bell ringer. Look, Father Brinson never heard this before.
Right.
So we need a very generous donor to make that pledge, because dollar for dollar, this hour, that pledge will be matched immediately for Mater Dei Radio. So has God blessed you in a special way,
like I said,
that you would
money.
Like to share that? Please. At the $1,200 level, of course, you'll be able to join Mater Dei Radio and those special guests for that gathering at Lady Hill Winery. That is going to be a wonderful event. That, and, you know, the gifts are accumulative. So if you give at that level, that means you will also receive the gift at the $750 level and the gift at the $360 right. level. And the gift at the $120 level. I'm so excited I can hardly breathe.
Well, all
this
of that
is exciting.
And this is the thing. We were looking for seven more gifts. Two have come in since then. Phone rings. They're not included in this number. But what we are pretty doggone sure of is, in order to take advantage of this entire $2,500 matching pledge opportunity, we're going to need someone coming in at that $1,000 level or $1,200 level. So if you've waited to do that, we're waiting
asking
for you.
For your generosity,
$1,260 folks. Raised, $1,240 to go. And boy, if we could get that bell ringer coming in, one, we'd get we'd take advantage of those matching pledge dollars. And two, we'd hear Father singing along with Frank Sinatra.
Can he sing?
He can sing beautifully.
I
Have
love
you
it.
Not heard him?
I've not.
We're trusting
He's
him
one of
on
our
this
new
one.
Newly ordained priests.
He said he would do it, though, which is more than most guests. I mean, he was probably the most willing of everyone we've tried to get to do that. So
there you go.
I am willing, but I'm also waiting.
There we go. We need people to call, Father.
Yeah, yeah.
Give that number.
So, yeah, 888-823-5286.
All right. What portion can you take? Look, we need somebody at every level to please
there
give a call.
Was.
Thank
Bam,
you so
thank
much
you.
For that call. We got 1240 to go, 1,240 to go, and just about 10 minutes to get there. Thank you so much. There is a second call coming in.
Awesome.
So slowly
nice.
But surely, we find,
we
Father
go.
Brent, that people love the drama that comes at the end.
Nice.
They kind of wait and see, and they think, oh, somebody else is going to call. Well, here's the thing. At this point in the hour, there's not someone else
right.
that is going to call. It's you.
Has to be you.
It has to be you. So if you are listening, you are ready to help us get
the
there. Thank you so much. There's two more that just came
oh, wow.
in. Thank
nice.
You so
nice.
Much
yeah.
for that.
Remember,
so
free
it looks
money,
like
guys.
We are getting filled up there. Please go online to materdeiradio.com or on the Hail Mary Media app. I believe our phone bank may be full. The next call
them.
Is going to go to Deb. And
oh,
then
Deb, okay.
The next call after that, we're going to watch Sarah hottail it out
say,
of here.
Because how does
because
Sarah
we gotta
smile
make
if Sarah's
smile.
In here? Okay, so still happening. Okay.
Yep, Deb
yeah.
is on deck.
Off
so,
to run out if we need to.
Yep, let's keep it going. 888-823-5286. Come on, St. Cecilia's. Your parochial vicar is here, Father Brent. He does. This is his first time on Share-a-thon. We would hate to send him home and not meet
the
goal. And then the next time he meets with, you know, his pastor, and he's like, all right, I've sent you out into the field.
Father Mike's going to be so
disappointed. How have you done? And
I came up
almost,
short, Father Mike. I'm sorry.
Almost.
Yeah. I don't want to have to say that.
We do not want that to happen. Absolutely.
No carrot cake for you. That's the way it goes. 888-823-5286. Look, I know what's happening. We're getting all of these wonderful gifts. We're waiting on that bell ringer. That's it. Like, there's only one who has not made that phone call yet. You've been waiting. I understand that. But you see everybody else coming forward, and you are
getting,
the last
we're
one we're
wire.
Waiting on. 888-823-5286. Thank
there's
you.
Another one. Thank you, guys.
Very much. That phone keeps ringing.
All right. We like that.
Amen.
See, they wait for the end. Again, thank you so much. That's that,
is that
phone
a new
call.
One?
Nope, that's the
okay.
same one, but it looks like that one might be
that
going downstairs
to
Deb.
Okay.
Sarah's
there goes
getting
Sarah
ready.
Yeah.
So the next phone call that coming in, that is going
to
make Sarah smile.
It made her
okay,
run first.
Here
I
we
mean,
go.
Like, wow, those are track shoes there.
888-823-5286. What portion can you take? We were at 1240.
Yeah.
1,240. We are chipping away at that. So please keep calling in. Go online. This has been fun because those
yeah.
calls are coming in. But be sure to use your Hail Mary
there
Media app and also on the Hail Sarah's Mary smiling. Media app. See, this is what happens. People want to make sure we get this goal dollar for dollar. I'm going to switch mics.
Yeah, there we go. Aaron taking a call on
know,
the line.
I'm running around
read that
here.
Credit card out loud.
We're
there
not
we go.
Answering the phone in the studio. Like I said, good problem
I think
to have.
So. It sounds like all the phone banks are full now. So
what we need Father to do is to read the website address because The phone lines are taken, so let's get them on the web.
So we got Materdei, M-A-T-E-R-D-E-I radio.com. Go there, make a donation online, and I get a cool kind of like ding in my ear on my headphones when that happens. So yeah, make that happen.
Rings and dings.
I also just got a message from my mom.
Yeah.
She's listening right now, and she called in, and she made a donation. So
nice.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you
so
much. Thank you for the
pledge, and thank you so much for your son and his vocation.
Amen.
And the ways that he will serve Mater Dei.
My mom's a good one.
Radio in the coming years, and just
love you, Mom.
Be the shepherd. Thank you so, so much. 888-823-5286. That's the number to call. We are waiting for the update. Don't stop.
No,
we don't know what
stop.
These pledges are. So we just need you to keep calling. Go online. Use the free Hail Mary Media app. 1240 to go. We are chipping away at it. We're going to get an update soon.
And again, we got money match right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like dollar for dollar.
Yeah, everything's being... This is free money, folks.
Yeah, and lots of calls coming in, but there's still a matching pledge dollars available. Again, love to hear... from someone at what I call the apostle level, that $1,200 as a one-time gift or $100 per month. And we have a great gift associated with that.
Absolutely. So when you go online to find out the information, all of the gifts are there. And be sure if you have been blessed in a way, at $750 or more, you are eligible for one of those beautiful prayer shawls.
Yeah.
Please look at those. Let the person know that you would like to receive one of those. You can pick out the one that you want, and we would be happy to send it to you. A reminder that you support Mater Dei Radio and that you supported our cause during this hour that we had Father Brent Dershowitz with us. So thank you so much for that pledge. Boy, it is getting exciting. We've got the door open because we are waiting for the update. We really need to know what that is. So... It's getting
exciting.
But I
also haven't heard another phone call come in a little bit.
Well, unfortunately, we may not hear it with Aaron being on the phone.
Oh, there is one line open. Sarah just confirmed. There's a line open. One line open. So give that number, Father, because we've got a line open. Now two lines open.
We got two lines open. So let me give that number. 888-823-5286. Waiting on you.
We're waiting on you. I love it. We're just going to wait.
We're waiting in awkward silence.
We're waiting. 888-823-5286 online at materdeiradio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app.
It's 4 minutes till the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, Father, we need you to lead us in a prayer.
Absolutely.
And your blessing, please.
All right. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the generosity of all these donors who have called in this last hour, donated online. We thank you and we ask that you bless them and give a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon them to bless their generosity. And so, Heavenly Father, we ask that you draw us deeper into our identity as your beloved sons and daughters. And through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph and all the saints, may Almighty God bless and protect you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our update, we need $800 more.
$800.
Maybe a person is out there listening saying, I'll call in next. I will take up the remainder.
Yeah.
Whatever is left, if we all do our part little by little, $750.
We're almost there. We got
prayer shawl.
One prayer shawl. That's it. One prayer shawl. That will do it. What can you do to help
us
here?
I think we can make it in a few minutes. I think there's a generous donor out there just like waiting for the end to make up for what's missing.
Yeah, and look, God calls those things that aren't as though they are. And I'm not God. Let's be clear. And I don't have any authority whatsoever. And
I want Father to sing, but now talk about waiting until the finish line.
All right. Here.
And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Bam. Now, one more time, John, just with Frank and Father. There you go. That's it. That's the money ball. That's what we've been waiting on.
In order to actually be able to sing along effectively.
Now, Father, we know.
You got me to sing. Good work.
Father Mike, right, is the pastor. He told us that in the morning you get ready to Frank Sinatra. We know that. It's okay.
All right.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
And I'm just trying to hide it.
Oh, we just got the thumbs up with that. Not only did we hit the goal, we have gone over.
No,
and
right.
We are so blessed by that because it's those matching funds. When we set the goal, that's what we need in order to keep the lights on here at Mater Dei Radio. When we are able to go over those goals, those are the ways that Mater Dei Radio will be able to expand our mission, the programs that we offer, our online podcast, things like that. So this hour is the way that we are growing. We've got some thank yous. Patricia, thank you so much. She says hi to Father Brent.
Thanks, Patricia.
To St. Cecilia.
Hi.
George, generous George from St. Stephen's.
Oh, nice, George.
He called
back
in again. There. I think that's his fifth pledge. Christopher, thank you so much. He goes to St. Cecilia's.
Thanks, Christopher.
He's giving this pledge for the well-being of their family. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks,
and we will pray for you as well. Richard, thank you so much for that very generous pledge. Goes to St. Cecilia.
Oh,
how
thanks,
about
Richard.
That?
Who would have thunk it?
Marie, well, thank you so much. Right. Marie is at St. Cecilia's and also a good friend of Mater Dei Radio.
Yes,
she says
thank you, Marie.
She loved prayers for St. Monica's maternity home and for children to come back to the faith.
Yes.
Big prayers that
thank
as
you,
well. Sharon, thank you so much from St. Cecilia's.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank
My
you so much.
My crew is showing
there
up.
There you
I
go.
I love it. Thank
and
you, guys.
And then beautiful, wonderful Rose.
Thanks, Mom.
She's at St. Edward. She says, hi, son, Father Brent, her son. I listen. I would be telling everybody I know, have you met my son?
The priest. There
the priest. Yeah. Oh, this will be a hard one to beat. So thank you so very much. Father Brent.
In more ways than just financially. Thanks, Mom. I love you.
Oh, so what a great hour.
$2,500 matching gift added to that. So thank you very much.
So thank you so much for that. So we are going to take a little bit of a breath. We're going to keep this momentum going. We've got another great hour ahead, another big goal to meet, and another priest to join us for the next hour. Father Brent, thank you so much for being with us here at Mater Dei Radio.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, and stay tuned because we've got another great priest coming to join us to rejoice in hope at Mater Dei Radio's 2025 Fall Share-a-thon. Come on back.
God bless you all.